Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Endurance, Friday, March 20th. Our text is Matthew 27, verses 27 through 31. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. It must have been terrifying. Imagine 600 men set free to abuse Jesus as badly as they wish, as long as he stays alive for the cross. And that allows a lot. Mocking, stripping, and spitting, jamming a crown of thorns down on his head, hitting him over the head with a stick, and the noise, the worst of humanity set free to abuse this innocent man with no one to stop them. Jesus could have stopped them. At any time, he had the power to call the whole thing off, and he knew it. See Matthew 26, verse 53. But he did not, and he would not, because his mind was on us, on everyone who has ever suffered abuse, who has been beaten or harmed or mocked or sent to death unjustly by the same powers of evil that Jesus faced now, the powers he would destroy through his death and resurrection. And his mind was also on those who did such evil, for he came to die for them too, to redeem, forgive, and remake them new in the image of the one who loves us. We pray. Thank you, Lord, for enduring for me. Amen.